I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Warning, this podcast contains strong opinions, rants, words, and complete and utter honesty, particularly from Zisman. But that's not going to stop you, is it?
No, Flo got the giggles this morning. Hello.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
I'm Louisa Zisman.
I'm Anna Williamson.
And each and every week, we're bringing you our views on the big stories of the week and other
stuff.
Shit. Anyway... my favourite thing about Monday is our Monday loose lips song, and you guys just keep giving it and giving it and bringing it and bringing it.
The love. I have to say, I think we have the most talented listeners.
Honestly,
in podcast land.
We have definitely, our podcast listeners are hardcore.
We love you all.
We love you all. Put your badge away for this because Imo's going to video it.
I wonder what Imo was doing moving around. How are you today, Imo? Are you well?
She's good.
The nation will want to know. She's looking good. She's got nice, very... Do you know, Emma has very nice skin.
Yeah, always.
Very nice skin.
And good lips. I thought, I looked at her lips and I thought, oh, juicy.
Oh, right. Gosh.
Okay, right. This is from Paula.
Nice one.
Hi, she Paul. Says, Paula, she's not a man. Paul. She's not transition,
no,
babe,
but Paul, she might be.
She's not transitioning.
We're very gender neutral and accepting, Louisa.
Yeah, but all I'm saying is she's called Paula and it's a girl.
All right.
Right. Hi, girls. Hope you enjoy my ballad of loose lips to Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart.
It's a Magic FM classic.
Love you both. Okay, ready? Hit it, Imo.
Right, conduct us in, Imo.
Imo's the conductor. Oh, wait.
Wait for it. Even sit properly.
Vag.
Loose lips pod. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely, but you're here, it's on the pod. Loose lips pod. Every now and then I get a little bit weird and wonder if there's anyone you like me. Loose lips pod. Every now and then I get a little bit ranty at the dickheads in the cars that go by. Loose lips pod. Every now and then I get a little bit un-PC and then I know I'm not alone. Lips are here, loose lips, lips and flaps and so am I much more. Lips are here, loose lips,
and I love it with the, and I need loose lips
tonight, and I need you more than ever. And if I just don't lose my mind, be sad for all forever.
And if you're going to say, oh yeah, right,
but I couldn't be wrong.
Our sister's easy like a good glass of wine. Your partner's like a release of me all of the time.
All of the time.
And I don't know what to do when there isn't a one. The stories of the wheeze and the poos and the fun. I really need you tonight. Listen, so we'll listen tonight.
Keep going, Lou.
My day will be made tonight.
Once upon a time I didn't listen to pods. Now I'm only listening to thee. Loose Lips is the best podcast made just for me.
Just for me, need you more than ever. What and did you think, Imo?
Imo, how good was that?
We must.
fine. Are you feeling a little...
Oh, I'm really sad. We fluffed it.
Listen, listen. We'll just rehearse this more.
We'll just I really wanted to do this justice, Paula. I'm so sorry. I mean, I think
this might be why some people are starting to suggest to us that we should stop the Monday theme tunes. I've got a feeling. Like, even our agent keeps messaging us privately saying, girls,
I think
practice
people like,
those bloody theme tunes, will you?
I think people like it. Oh, I really wanted to be good at that.
I know. I don't think our pitch for Celebrity X Factor 2020 is going to go very well.
No, we're like the Jedward.
Exactly. Thanks, Jess.
Thanks, Jess. Thanks. She just videoed it for us. Just, yeah. It's debatable whether we'll put that
thanks,
up.
Thanks, Imo. Thanks, Imo. Well, thank you for that, though. Sorry for your bleeding ears, wherever you may be, on a train, in the car.
I feel like it wasn't that bad.
To be fair, I was quite enjoying your sort of gritty, raspy
powering.
Yeah, it was pretty good, mate. It's pretty good. Right, listen, Mimi, what have we been up to this week? What's going on? What's going on?
I'm looking for the front page. Oh, here we go.
The front page.
I want to keep this. I like the song.
Now, listen, what have we been up to this week? I'll tell you what I've been up to this week.
Tell me more.
I am, much to your delight, the bane of your life, I am back in Celebs Go Dating Land.
Jesus, what fuckwits have you got for me this series?
Oh my gosh, they are not F-wits. They are lovely people who I am very pleased to welcome into the agency with Paul.
Who are you welcoming in? It's been announced.
It has. I'm not going to confirm that at this point. Just because you never know when embargo dates change. I have had a meeting though with the execs, and we have a cracking lineup.
Cracking
lineup. And I'm so excited to be back. And actually, a lot of people have quite like asked like how that's going to work.
Oh, with
as
the
in,
baby.
Because I'm due the baby in a few weeks.
Yes.
So I'm basically this is our industry, right? This is what we do.
Gotta keep going.
Mama's
gotta put food on the table.
Mama's gotta pay for the baby. No, to be honest, honestly, guys, I mean, mat leave, we don't get mat leave really in what we do.
No.
But obviously, but production have been so lovely and very kind, and I can pretty much do what I like. But I love my job. So
we're gonna keep going.
Keep going, really. Yeah, I'm working up until the baby's due. Yeah, literally up until the baby's due, about a week before having the baby, and then there's naturally Christmas and New Year and everything.
It's a great timing for the bucks.
It is. Yeah. And then I'm gonna
people have been asking about the pod.
That'll keep going.
Do not fear. We've got lots of exciting things coming up.
Lots of exciting news
on the pod.
Yeah.
Also, our tour is coming up.
Yeah.
Tickets will be going on sale before Christmas, so make sure you're following our Instagram.
So do you want to see
Louise
us live?
At Louise Zisman and at Anna Williamson Official, because we will be announcing. And we've got a website that Jess is very clever.
I mean, seriously, we've got the A-team. We're living the dream right now.
We've got Imo. We've got you.
We've got us.
Got Jess. We've got me.
We've got Sam.
We now share our agent, Sam.
I mean, it's just the dream
team. We're living the dream.
Exactly.
So great Christmas presents, though.
Girls' night out.
Throughout the UK.
And we can promise you as well, like this will be extra. This isn't just your usual shitty podcast that's going to do a sort of shitty tour.
Other podcasts. Yeah. Listen, guys, other podcasts have tried to do tours and it's been a bore.
I'll be honest, babe, they have done really well. But this one's going to be extra. Okay.
This one's
going to be extra.
Bit of a bore.
It's really important.
If you've listened to podcasts, you may have been to a podcast live before.
Don't let any of this put you off.
But I've got to tell you a wonderful thing. Because when Luana and Imo go live, everyone wants to sing. They're so grateful and proud. That's the actual words of the song. Don't you know that song?
I do.
It's ABBA.
I know.
I'm quite good at singing that. Better than that bloody other one we've just done.
That was quite good. But what I was trying to say is...
sorry.
No, it's fine. I like it.
My Tourette's kicked
in. It is. Big time. Your overexcitement. But stay tuned to our Instagram feeds because lots of news will be dripped fed soon, which will be exciting.
So
I'm back
like
in Celebs
Land.
Yeah. Thank you. Still wearing me always. Celebs is back up and running. Then I'm going to go back. I'm having a bit of a break, obviously, but with the bubby just to finish off the series as well.
So. It's a good time, though, for the baby because she'll come. Little Louisa will be born.
Little Louisa.
Christmas, New Year.
Exactly.
We'll do a couple of podcast specials.
Yeah. live from the hospital. We'll live from the delivery suite. We'll do
our, oh my, I'll be down there. C-section.
C-section, babe, C-section.
Right, let's go.
Not shitty day of the week. It's National Shopping Reminder Day.
Oh, remember.
Yeah.
Remember your shopping today.
Have you done any of your Christmas shopping?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, me too. I'm getting ahead.
Right, message from Claudia.
Yep.
She says, hi, Luana and Imo and the bump.
Thanks.
Oh. I have been a long time listener and absolutely love the podcast. So I recently told my sister-in-law to listen along and now she's a listener too.
Hello!
Fabuloso. It was a really tough time for her with her mum fighting leukemia. Oh, sorry.
Bless her.
For the past few months, and the podcast has really helped bring a smile to her face. Oh.
Babe, sending
sadly,
love.
Sadly, her mum has lost her fight and passed away this week.
Oh, sweetie.
Bringing devastation, as you can imagine. We're really sorry.
We really
Hannah
are.
Hannah has been so brave and strong, giving up her job to be at her mum's side through everything. She's only 25. Oh, I've got goosebumps. And was very close with her mum. I'd really appreciate if you gave her a shout out. Here's your shout out. And send lots of love to her at this difficult time. She loves to listen. I know it will bring a smile to her face. Thanks for having such a great sense of humour and helping so many people laugh, especially through tough times. You girls deserve to win at the podcast awards. Aww. Thanks. Bring on 2020, ladies. You have mine and Hannah's vote. Lots of love and thanks again, Claudia. Well, Hannah, big, big shout out to you for giving up your job and being at your mum's side. And I'm really, really sorry about your mum.
Yeah, she sounds amazing. You're amazing. And we're just really pleased that you listen to us and any smile that we can hopefully give you, then we're pleased.
You'll be smiling soon. You might even write into us with a funny funeral story.
Too soon?
Was that too soon?
Probably too soon. Emma's now choking on her water at that. I think Hannah would find that funny.
I think Hannah would find that funny. Everyone needs to laugh in times of sadness.
It's true.
That's what gets you through, right? Laughing.
Right. Well, listen, it got me through the whole of Nana, didn't it?
Yeah. See, Nana died. We got a lot of good shit from Nana dying.
I mean,
let's be honest.
R.I.P. Nana. But jokes aside, Hannah, honestly, well sending
done,
love, babe.
Hannah. Well
keep
done. Keep going. Yeah. And I can't imagine how you're feeling, actually. I'm really close to my mum.
Likewise.
So, seriously, keep your chin up. And it sounds like you've got a lovely sister-in-law in Claudia as well.
Big love, ladies. Now, a message from Anonymous. So, Doris.
Oh, Doris.
Love the name Doris. Seriously. No?
You said that before.
Have I? I do like the name Doris. I don't think I'd be that brave.
I think you call a dog Doris, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's more of a dog's name. It's a good name, though.
Norman and Doris. You should
Norman
get Doris.
Doris, Imo. Yeah.
Right, she says.
Hi, Luana and Imo. I'll start by saying I love your podcast.
Thank you,
sweetie pie. I was a podcast virgin. We've taken a lot of virginities.
So
we are serial shaggers.
We hope you'll
be. We are
be
serial
in our
podcast
family.
Shaggers.
Yeah. Wherever we go and whatever we do, we love
we take
our loose
virginities.
Lips scan.
Yes.
We just want to keep popping those cherries.
Yeah.
Imo, are you okay?
Oh, you're right. Imo's sort of rolling around the buffet.
The buffet?
You're right there, doll.
I call it a puff.
Your mum calls it a buffet.
I thought it was just called a puff.
It is a puff, isn't it? Puff, puff or puffet.
The puff.
My nana used to call, dead nana called it a puff.
Yeah, it's a puff.
I call it a puffet. Anyway, right, my partner and I have been together for 3.5... Oh, sorry, right, what am I talking about?
I
missed the first bit. I was a podcast virgin and started listening to your podcast from the very beginning about a month and a half ago. Bloody hell, that's a lot.
We've been going for well over a year now.
Yeah, loads, over 100 eps. And I finally caught up. You must be sick of the listening to us. Yeah. I listen to them all day at work and find myself just laughing at my desk.
Oh,
we
bless you.
Are pleased. I'm hoping for some advice. My partner and I have been together for 3.5 years. Ooh, congrats. For about a year and a half of this, I found that I'm just not interested in sex whatsoever. I know it's nothing to do with him because I don't even think about sex or sex with other people, and I also don't masturbate. I just never feel the need or want for any of it. I get worried because I know a lot of people say, including Louisa, that if they're not getting it at home, they will go and get it elsewhere. He always says he's not bothered and doesn't mind, but I want to have sex, but I just don't have any interest. I'm 25 and I feel like there's something wrong with
you're
me.
You're young.
Bless you, doll. I have thought about seeing a therapist or counsellor to see if they can help me get this passion back, but I'm not sure if this is the right route. Any advice you have would be greatly appreciated. Well, do you mind me storming in with this one?
Go on, babes.
Well, the first thing I would say is, bless you, don't worry, you're completely normal. A lot of people feel like this, get low in libido. Don't know what's going on with your life. Don't know if you're taking any medication that can have an impact
stress.
On libido, stress, exactly. You may, I don't know if you've gone through any life changes or anything like that. I would actually go and speak to your GP just to check there's nothing like a thyroid issue or
like
anything
a chemically
like that. Chemical imbalance,
thing.
And it may be that, you know, if you have experienced anything in your life that is worrying you or upsetting you, it could be worth having a bit of a talking therapy just to see if you can unpack it. But equally, I don't know if you agree with this, Lou, I think there's a lot of truth to be said. I know research often says it, but having sex is a little bit like training for like anything. Like the more you do it,
the more you want it. That is so true.
And it is. And I'll be honest. So obviously heavily pregnant now. We've probably had sex throughout pregnancy. Oh God, Alex,
I've never had sex when I'm pregnant.
No, like honestly a handful of times. Sometimes I've wanted it, but it's just uncomfortable or whatever.
Yeah.
Alex gets a bit funny about it, you know, because of that. And so that's fine. But the thing is, we don't really want it now either because we're out of practice. We're out of habit. It's completely...
I think everyone goes through phases, like a dry spell. Yeah. Where it's just too much on. You're too knackered. You just want to get into bed and fall asleep. And I think that's completely normal. I think a year and a half is quite prolonged to feel like that. And I'm not saying you need to be at it like rabbits. But like, I think... I know that life gets a bit mundane sometimes. But even if you're like... once a month,
but
you know
sex
what I
is
mean?
Important because it's
that
it does,
closeness, and actually, it makes you feel better about. It makes me feel better about.
Look how when I came
life.
In the other week,
you were bouncing
and I'd
off
had
the walls,
sex.
Honey.
I know. I think you should
go and
see
a
doctor.
And a half. Yeah, I would. I'd just go and see
just
someone.
Just get anything ruled out.
Yeah.
And then talk to your partner. I mean, the fact that you said your partner's, you know, fine with it as well, that is great.
You just get into a habit as well, though. You get in a habit of you can't be arsed. And then actually, you just kind of stop doing it. It's a bit like going to the gym.
Right. I'm going to make...
You don't do it and you get into the habit of just not doing it.
And then when you go to the gym and you keep it becomes buzzy, you get the buzz.
I
want to
do it.
Yeah.
Maybe you just like need to... do it a few times.
I think do it a few times. Also, I would say let's get some sex aids going on here. Like maybe watch some porn or get some.
I'm not big on vibrators. Are you?
No,
I don't like.
But
I
whatever
don't like
floats your boat,
go in me.
You know, I'm gonna. Well,
no, I don't. I like they see those big deals. I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like putting something. I won't even put my own thing. Like I'm
no,
very,
just
a bit
not,
funny.
Not going there. But I think whatever work. Like I think you need to maybe just maybe do massage on each other naked or I don't know just. Just like
do
introduce something. Louise is now doing sexiness
my
and.
Tummy, it's so fat.
Oh, yeah, it's so fat.
I'm carved up, baby.
She's literally not fat.
Anyway, good luck.
Good luck, babe. And I think go to the doctor's.
We hope
and,
you can relight your fire.
Right, I hope I can relight my bloody fire as well.
Well, at least your vag will be intact. If you want to get in touch, email us looselipspod@gmail.com or you can drop us a WhatsApp on 0739 534 6101. We'll be back with more chats after this little break.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey guys, welcome back to Loose Lips with Luana. Okay, right, story that we have seen
fascinating.
Birth is imminent for me. I'm feeling the birth pangs of angst. Actually, I'm excited.
You're having a C-section and you're not feeling any labour pains.
So excited. I'm so excited.
So basically, it's model. She's Australian, 23-year-old. She didn't know she was pregnant. She gave birth on the bathroom floor after a 10-minute labour.
So, whoa, she didn't even know she was pregnant.
I know one girl. It happened to twice. She says she didn't know she was pregnant.
You know my mate Ro, oh, that lives in America, her sister-in-law, this happened to her.
Yep. So basically, this lady, Erin, she's from Melbourne, she went to the bathroom, felt unwell. 10 minutes later, she was holding baby Isla. She said she'd been using contraceptive injections.
Ooh.
Working full-time, no cravings, no bump. She said, I was going to work, fitting in all my clothes, really no indication I was pregnant. It's really weird. It was all over in 10 minutes. Her partner found out he was the dad after he was a dad after he heard screaming coming from the bathroom. He said there was just nothing we could think of that would have given it away that she was in there. I heard a big scream. I ran in there, opened the door, and I was worried about her. And then I saw the little one and I thought, hang on, there's two. When I ran in there, I was flabbergasted.
But then the baby wasn't well, so this is even more shock.
She started to turn blue.
But they got emergency services on the case. Obviously, first thing they ask is, how pregnant are you? Obviously, they had no bloody idea. It turns out she was 37 weeks pregnant and she gave birth. Isla was 8 pounds. Do you know what? You hear about this so much. And
that's a big baby.
It's a big baby. And also, I mean, this woman was a model. She was a, you know, very slight lady. Look at the size of me.
Where does it go?
But apparently they hide under the ribs and in your back.
Yeah, like, but models are like this wide.
I know. It's just bizarre, isn't it? I don't know.
It's quite amazing.
It is quite amazing.
Can you imagine? I would like be so... I don't know what I would do if that happened to me.
It is a worry,
isn't it? I would be like,
it?
Oh my God.
But it's like, I made a bit of a Freudian slip the other night when I said something to Alex about, oh, when the babies come. And he went, babies? And I went, oh, baby. And I went... God, imagine if I'm carrying two, acting like no one saw it.
My friend's due in 2 weeks with twins.
Is she?
Yeah. God. And I told her she was having twins.
Really?
I was like, you're definitely going to have twins, yeah.
Gosh. That makes me feel slightly better.
So Aussie private school has banned students from sack-whacking each other.
Oh my God, this cracks me up. I love this.
What is sack-whacking?
Lou, you have a brother. You must have done sack-whacking.
No, go on.
So sack-whacking... sack whacking is an age old tradition where blokes hit other blokes in the balls.
I've done sack whacking.
Yeah, exactly, because they all know it's extremely painful. Sometimes I'm laughing, but I know there's no laughing matter, by the way. Sometimes it could be an accidental flick of the wrist, or sometimes it can be a malicious attempt at wanting someone to keel over in agony. My brother and Alex do this to each other all the time.
But it's dangerous.
Bangkok, whack the whole time. It's so dangerous.
But can't it make them infertile?
Well, I remember realizing about the age of 9 years old that whacking boys, my brothers and my brother's friends in the privates, caused maximum pain for minimal effort.
Oh my God.
And would do it all the time. And I used to, because they used to go, oh, and then bend over like crying. Yeah. And I think it was hilarious what an evil little cow I was. And my mum caught me doing it once. So I got the biggest bollocking. And I remember her telling me, she was like, you will make them infertile. I didn't know what that meant, obviously, at 9 years old. This was payback. My brother kept nicking my training bras, my crop tops from the airing cupboard and showing all of his friends. I used to like permanently try and kick my brothers in the balls until I got the biggest telling off.
I have literally just remembered when I was at school, so I would have been in like year one, I picked up a chair and I stabbed Harvey, and I stabbed him in the balls with the chair leg. Ooh. I've literally just remembered that. I got in really big trouble. I've just remembered.
It's really, really dangerous.
It's really dangerous.
Well, school...
They've sat down the whole of year seven and basically impressed upon them the dangers associated with this bit of fun, and it can lead to some serious short-term pain, but also long-term consequences.
I mean, it's so true.
So there you go.
Yeah, I mean...
You can no longer sack whack.
It's too long-term damage of... Do you know, I think we need to have a bit more education around sack whacking over here. I keep saying, the concern is it can be easily morphed into bullying behaviour. I just think it's more painful. Everything's called bullying now. I know. I just think it's more, when my brother whacks Alex in the balls, I'm like, I don't know if I'm finished with them yet. So just, you know, stop whacking them, you know, but yeah.
Oh, right. Good chat. Right. This week's Is It Weird? Is this weird?
Is it weird?
Is it weird?
Yes, yes it is.
Hit it.
Hi, Luana and Emo. Love the podcast. Big fan. As a single lady in my 20s, I've got no want to have kids anytime soon. But
save
it's
yourself.
Very funny, even though I can't relate.
Don't do it.
My Is It Weird For You To Say is when I'm using dating apps, I like to hold up a picture of the boy that I'm swiping on in the mirror next to my face and see if we would look nice together in a picture or not. just in case it went any further, lol.
That's
is that weird?
Yes.
Cheers, bye.
That is weird. Right. Next one from Sophie.
Hi, girls. I have an Is It Weird? But it's not a question because I already know that it's weird. My ex-boyfriend used to take his phone in the shower with him.
Shower?
And sit down on the floor in the shower and just sit there scrolling through Instagram on his phone.
With the shower on?
While the shower was just over him and his phone.
What?
I know that's weird, but I just want to confirm that that is extremely weird.
Yes, that is weird.
So people have said to me that he was definitely up to something else, but he genuinely wasn't. He was just weird. But yeah, just wanted to put it out there. Just want to say a big shout out to my friend Ellie, who got me into this podcast too.
Aww.
And my friend Abby, who I've just got into this podcast.
Aww,
and
thanks.
They both love it as much as I do. Love Aww. You girls. Bye.
Thanks, girlies.
Bye.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. Very
think,
weird.
Yeah, I think that's weird. What's weirder? I think they're both a bit weird. I think sitting in the shower on your phone, like that's like true addiction. Maybe that's not weird, that's an addiction. And the first one is weirder, holding up the phone and swiping. I'm going to go with the swiping.
I'm going to go with shower. I think just sitting
We're
down
split.
In a shower.
It's a hung jury this week on the Is It Weird front.
It's a hung jury, I love it. Right, Lulu, I actually crashed your rant last week.
Yeah.
Soz,
it
back to
good.
You. Back
You're
to
feeling
you.
Better this week?
I'm much better, much
good.
More zen, sweetie.
Shut the fuck up then, let me get on with it.
Hit it! Rant of the week.
Shameless people.
Talk to me.
Shamelessness.
Go on.
Okay. So I've got to be careful how I word this one.
Oh,
but just like we do a lot of parties and things like that. And if I invite you, you're invited. If you're not, don't fucking ask for an invite. That is shameless behaviour.
No.
Shameless. Honestly, but not just that, but there's just loads of instances of people doing things. And I just think, like, are you for real? Like, what are you doing? We did Party Abroad recently and like someone asked to come and it was just like it's an abroad, it's not even
Eggie.
A big thing. It's like 20 people. Like, how fucking shameless, how shameless can you
what
be?
What did she say?
Like, well, they didn't ask me. I think they've like relayed it through friends. But it was just like, it's cringy, but it's not just that. It's just like a few things have happened and I just think, oh my God, it's so cringy. Like, don't these people have any kind of
sort of boundary,
of boundary.
Or self-respect?
Like, I would never do, like, I just, honestly, I'm flabbergasted,
really?
Astonished and astounded by just the complete brazen. They're just, people are just so fucking brazen, aren't they?
Do you think it's because...
Not just with me, right? I've noticed this a lot. Just like, various things. People are just brazen. They just like do shit or say shit. And it's just like...
shameless activity.
Yeah,
shameless actions.
Shameless actions.
Giving zero shits about the consequences or how it looks.
Like, I am very give zero shits, right?
Yeah.
But there's definitely... I'd never be like, oh, can I come?
Yeah.
No, you fucking can't. If I wanted you there, I would have asked you.
Yeah.
You skank. Skanky, skanky, skanky.
So if someone has done that to you or did do that to you, like let's say, yeah, a party.
You did it.
Did I?
No, I'm joking.
Did I?
No, I'm saying let's
yeah,
say
yeah,
you
so
did
it's,
it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just teeing this one up. No, I wouldn't ask to come. That's just bad manners. It's not how I've been brought up.
Exactly.
It's my mum always said to
but
me,
who are
if
bringing
you
these
are,
people
do you know
up?
What? Can I add to this as well? Like, talk about treading on your toes. But equally, I think it's... last minute invitations. So, you know, like wedding invitations and stuff. Yeah. So I know sometimes it's fair play. And I think if you get dropouts and then you invite like your B-list, be transparent about it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, and I've been a B-list, but then that's fine. And they've been transparent about it. Not a problem. Love that. I'm very grateful to go. But it's when people are sneaky about it and they go, try. Oh, I thought I'd invited you, but actually,
to be fair,
I
actually do always forget to invite people to stuff. Yeah,
but if you know it's not the case, if you know.
Yeah.
So I know that, well, again, I have to be careful about this, but a close member of my family, that happened with a wedding, and it was like a week before the wedding.
Oh, and you just like, wouldn't invite,
you
would
just
you?
Wouldn't.
You just wouldn't.
I was actually really cross that they said that they'd go, and then they were really cross retrospectively that they had said yes as well, because it's just really bad manners. Bad.
But
like,
just
at least
shameless.
Fess up to it. It's
just people's
at least fess up to it.
It's just like, it just shocks me. Shocks me. People shock me. Anyway, pretty mellow rant, but it's just, I have to be, just need
shamelessness.
To air that one. Anyway, we'll be back on Monday with more loose lips, more advice, more stories, more rants, and more is it weird. You do have Extra Lippy on Thursday to keep you going until then. But of course, for that, we do need you. Send your emails in, looselipspod@gmail.com.
Hop onto WhatsApp, send us a voice note. The number's 07395346101. You can tweet or Insta post us. Our hashtag's Loose Lips Pod, and our Instagram's at Louisa Zisman, at Anna Williamson Official. Guys, please do keep your eyes peeled to our Instagrams over the next couple of weeks, because we've got big news coming.
Big news! Make sure you subscribe, tell someone about us, rate us. 5 stars only, and we will see you on Thursday.
Bye, peeps.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.